Mark.
Yes, sir. Mr. Tell me about the Big Bird.
I don't know much about Big Bird.
What are the stories around here? You've been hearing about it.
Well, first I think some police officers in San Benito somewhere, they claimed they saw a bird which was unusually big, you know. And who else? I think another fellow claimed that he was attacked by the Big Bird, you know. But no one saw it.
Has it been seen here in Roma?
No. Well, perhaps Prince Peña told you that some people outside the filling station over there saw a Big Bird go at night, go by at night. I asked Mr. Peña, and he says he was inside here talking to another man, and there's two men out there. They claim to saw it, you know, and they call him, but he says he didn't see anything.
Yes, sir. You know, we were talking last time we talked about the farm, and you said one of the few things that can grow around here was hay. Mm-hmm. It's too dry to grow much else. What do you do with that hay? How do you gather it?
Well, they have a special machine to cut it, you know, and then they veil it. They put it. Make it put up in bales.
Yes. Easier. Do they, when the machine cuts it, do they push it together in those?
Yes, I think so.
Do they have a name, those long piles of hay they make out in the fields before it's baled?
What they call those, windrows or what? I think that's what they call.
Windrows?
Yes. I think so.
Where do you store the bales of hay?
Some people keep them outside, you know, stack them in a certain way, and then they put a plastic cover over them. But sometimes they put them inside a shed.
Do they have any of those barns here that you can have, that has a place upstairs to store the hay?
No, sir. I've never seen one of those over here. At least in this part of the country.
Do you know that part of the barn is called the upstairs part of the barn where people store hay?
They call it hayloft.
And what would you call that area in the house, upstairs in the house, under the roof like that?
Attic.
And did they ever store hay any other way here, before they baled it?
Another way? Well, they used to make bundles, you know, and tie them with string, and that's what they did before, you know. They had balers.
They bundled the hay up?
Yes, bundled the hay.
How much hay would there be in a bundle?
How much, you mean in weight, or?
Well, is a bundle something you could pick up with one hand?
Oh, yes. It's not too heavy.
So it'd be about how big around would it be, a bundle be?
Oh, I guess about a foot, perhaps.
In diameter?
Yeah.
And would you store the bundles in any special way?
Well, they really stack them, you know, on standing up, you know.
Against a pole or something?
Not necessarily, no. They just stack them in a certain manner, you know, that they wouldn't fall down.
Would they put a certain number in a stack or something?
Yes, I guess so. I don't know how many. Perhaps about 50 bundles.
About 50 bundles together. Did they ever store hay by just putting a pole out in the field like this and then piling the hay around the pole?
No, I've seen the corn stacked that way, you know, just to lay a pole, you know, but and then they would stack the corn that way.